time for our weekly Lindsborg update brought to you by Cansonet, a trade name for Kansas data. And we have a new reporter, you might say, on duty today down in Lindsborg, Michael Rodriguez. Well, Mike, another busy weekend, I'm sure, for Lindsborg. What's up?
Well, hi, Dave, and thanks for having me on. For our listening audience, today is a special day. This broadcast marks my radio debut. I've listened to KSAL most of my life, so it's indeed an honor to break radio silence on this station.
Yeah, glad to have you aboard here.
Well, thanks, and I wanted to share a few words about an upcoming event in Lindsborg. Known as the Midsummer's Fest, it's an annual event celebrated by Swedes worldwide to mark the beginning of summer. Lindsborg celebration is on the third Saturday of June every year, and this year that falls on June 18th. We have a full day plan for folks attending Midsummer's in Lindsborg this year, and on June 18th, the day begins at 8:30 a.m. in Swinson Park, and the program committee has done a great job this year. The entertainment includes appearances by both the youth and adult Swedish dancers, noted guitar and fiddle player Kelly Wirtz, and others. There are also children's activities, including a children's crafts area, and one of the highlights for the young ones will be an appearance by Pippi Longstocking. The day's program ends at 4:30 and is followed by the smorgasbord, a traditional Swedish dinner.
I wondered when you'd get to the food.
Of course.
Never a shortage of food down there.
Indeed, and as readers of the local paper know, a smorgasbord is a multi-course meal, but it is not a buffet. Tickets are very close to being sold out, but it's worth placing an order. If nothing else, it helps us gauge demand for next year.
Well, this is one of the activities that's been going on down there for some time, right?
Yes, every year there has been the smorgasbord, and it's, as I said, a highly popular event. It's a chance for people to try a variety of good, different Swedish foods that they might not always get a chance to eat.
Okay, and again, when does everything fire up?
It starts on Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. and continues throughout the day, including an evening event at the Old Mill Park.
Oh, another weekend for the mill to fire up here.
Well, the mill won't be running, but there will be a raising of the maypole, which is, of course, one of the traditional aspects of this celebration.
Okay, Michael, I thank you for talking with us here this morning, and again, welcome to the show, and we will be talking again, I guess, about same time, same station next week, right?
Indeed we will. I look forward to it. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you, sir. Again, that's Michael Rodriguez reporting to us from Lindsborg this morning, and join us each Friday morning about 8:11 here for the Lindsborg Update, brought to you in part by Kansanet. That's a trade name for Kansas data in McPherson.